Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, you already flip houses successfully. Why not buy them cheaper? And then flip them. Jill, great show today. I love this topic. It's something that Jill and I have done in the past, and we do now all the time. We don't talk about it too much because this is a Cash Flow from Land show. Flip houses is not in that title, but we're going to talk about it a little bit today. Mm-hmm. Let's take a question. Before we do that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Cool. All right. Luke wrote and asked, I have five-acre lots inside a nice, is it five or 0.5?
Five.
Okay. Inside a nice national forest today. I did not pay yet. The seller sent me a letter replying to my offer, and I said I have to buy all five of them. Trees, park, no neighbor, no road. It would be a hike to in access. I think that would be fun to sell. What do you guys think? Am I going crazy? The cheapest 5 acres in the county is $40,000, so I think there's some room for error. I put this in here, Jack, on purpose because I wanted everybody to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, so let me, Luke is if not our star member, one of our star members, probably star performer. So let me translate. I'll translate Luke, translate Luke's language. He sends out a bajillion letters, and he obviously reeled in five-acre properties that are inside a national forest. So a lot of times, this happens with a Native American reservation also. If you look at a map about a use map, you know, you see those, ever see those checkerboard maps? You see them in like, if you're my age, you remember those atlases that your parents had in the back of the car, and it's all checkerboarded out and it's color coded. So the white ones, or used to be anyway, are privately held land. There's different types. I'll go over it really quickly here. Even now, just look up on the internet, use maps or land use maps. So white is private ownership. And then there's lots of different color codes for federally owned land, like Bureau of Land Management, state-owned land, and then all different types of municipalities, and on and on and on. So what ends up happening is if you look at what Luke has here is some property that's all surrounded, it's privately owned land, all surrounded by what I guess he's calling national forests, which is cool. This is my opinion, my 15-year opinion. These lots are incredibly valuable. Incredibly valuable because they're so finite and unique. Yeah, do you have to cross federal land to get to it? Yeah, but guess what? We all do. We don't know that we're doing it, but we cross over all kinds of land use stuff on the way to work and the way home and all of it. So the more unique, my message is this. Hell yes, buy these, Luke. That's the answer to the question. The more unique that your property is, the more that you can set it apart from looking just like regular old vacant land, like the 9,000 other properties that may or may not be for sale in that area, the faster you're going to sell it for and the more that you're going to get for it. So I love unique property like this. I had tons of lots a long time ago, like 1 mile from the Grand Canyon, just inside of a Native American reservation. And boy, did I get it from a lot of people that were doing the research on whether or not to buy these properties from me. I was getting hate mail, like, why are you selling Indian reservation? And I really wasn't. It was just really, really close to it. Mm-hmm. So this is a great question. This is a master's degree level question in land. You know, not quite a PhD, but I love it. And heck yes.
I think of what a better attribute.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
Jill.
That's it. Well, I'm like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so there's somebody somewhere that wants to hike to their place and pitch a tent and know that it's theirs, and it's just obviously going to be in a pretty part of the country. I think it's awesome.
Jill and I had a cabin for several years in a northwestern part of Arizona in a heavily treed high elevation area. And so it was just like what Lute's saying. Our cabin happened to be on private land, but we crossed, you know, probably crossed 10 use types on the way to get there.
That's true.
And then next to us, about a mile away, there was a whole slew of what they called summer homes And somebody subdivided property. Get this. They subdivided a bunch of property. It was literally a land lease and still is from the federal government. And so you buy it, you can buy the properties are there. They're, you can buy the properties and you can buy cabins that have been built on them. And they're really cheap, $40,000-$50,000. And you sign a land lease with the federal government for 100 years. And it's like $200 a year. It's really, really inexpensive and it's locked in. It's all guaranteed and locked in. So it's as good as if you own it. And so there's lots of different things that go on that I don't think get discussed too much. Like I said, this is a PhD. This is like the interesting stuff for me.
Right, exactly.
This isn't like, send some letters out and you're going to get some back and you can buy properties cheap.
Yeah.
After a while, it's like, yeah, I got to figure out a different way to say that because I might throw up on myself.
Silly. Oh my gosh. No, that's good.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. And Jill just got a chance to paint her nails.
Thank you.
I was so long-winded on that. Today's topic, so you already flip houses successfully. Why not buy cheaper houses in the beginning and then flip them the same way you're already doing it?
What?
The meat of the show. Can you believe it? Now, we're getting multiple members now that are using our Data to Doorstep program and the stuff that we provide to buy houses successfully. Multiple members. The word's kind of out. And my question is, if you're flipping houses and listening to this, you know, are you sending mailers out to buy these houses? How are you sourcing your houses that you actually flip successfully? Can you imagine if you're buying the properties 20% cheaper on the front end? All the different, you'd have a lot more choices. You could say, I don't have to renovate this thing as heavily because I'm into it for 20% cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can renovate it the way I always have been and make the same margin, make a 20% better margin than I always, mm-hmm. than I usually do. So I constantly talk to house flipping people. Jill and I go to a lot of events. For whatever reason, flipping houses is very popular right now. I think it's HGTV, and residential houses in general seem to be the product choice of new people who get into real estate investing, which I do not understand, but that's fine.
Couldn't be one of the more harder ones.
It
My
is the
goodness.
Single hardest way
Shucks.
To make a living in real estate, flipping a house.
I think it's insane because, yeah, I mean, the things that could go wrong, and I feel so bad at the number of people that jump into that and then they get a bad taste of it, and they think all of this is bad just because they started with the hardest product type of all, you know. It's so interesting. What I think is interesting too, Jack, is the number of people that are still doing it the old way. I still hear people talking about bandit signs, and I mean, are they also wrapping their cars? I mean,
yes.
And gosh, boy, I search the MLS for new things every day. I'm like,
and they
oh
look
my
in the
gosh,
MLS. Yes,
all
so
these
they
things,
drive for dollars,
right? That when it was the only way, maybe, but there's a much better way now.
We have a lot of people. We know a lot of people, and specifically in Phoenix, because it's such a good market to do this, who buy properties. So every time I see them, I ask them, like, how do you source your deals? Oh, I have this guy, and he calls about twice a week and asks me if I want to do this deal. I'm like, is it a real estate agent? No, it's just this guy. Well, so being who I am, I dig deeper into this and find out that that's what these people do.
Mm-hmm.
They send out letters like us, and they secure properties, and they market up. Jill and I do this. Mm-hmm. Jill and I have one guy that we do this for in Phoenix, and we sell a ton of houses this way. And we buy houses super cheap, market up 10 grand. I don't care if it's a $1.2 million house or a $130,000 house. We market up exactly $10,000. This guy knows that, and he trusts us, and he knows it's consistent, and he constantly buys houses from us.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, if you're a flipper, do that yourself?
Exactly.
Take a weekend, learn how to get the program and stuff, learn how to manipulate data, access the assessor's database through our products, get some mail out there. And while you're swinging a hammer or yelling at your subcontractor, you can open the mail and buy cheaper houses.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, I know people that I've talked to, they don't realize how specific our data is. They don't realize I can put in a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, this neighborhood, this zip code. I mean, dream it up.
You can use the map.
Square footage, exactly.
You can draw a map around the houses you want to send letters to.
You know, I can specify the mortgage, if there is one.
Yep.
You know, I can specify. I mean, you could even get into the lending specifics. It's so interesting.
Whether or not it's got a pool.
Right, right. If it faces north, south, east, or west, right. I fell amazing. Over when I saw that. I'm like, how funny is that? So if you want to, if you really are serious about this, I mean, you can really say this is our number one property type. We've done 20 of them in the last, 3 years. So great. Put in that exact property type that you guys know and, and that you've worked with and flipped successfully, and you'll find them.
Here's a sentence that I like to hear because I can solve this problem. If you ever heard somebody say like something like this, boy, if I had 14 of those, right. I'd be in a different situation. That's what you want because you can get 14 of those. Mm-hmm. It usually comes out of the mouth of somebody who just turned a deal and did really well on it. And they've got everybody lined up, all the buyers lined up, the whole thing. So that's what we go out and do and say, all right, great. I'm going to go get you 14 more mm-hmm. In the same area, the same product type. And we might have to send 5 bajillion letters, but the math is staggering. It's very profitable.
Right.
So I think we made our point.
Yes.
This is a technical too. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 deal experience. If you are in the business of buying and selling anything that is associated with a database, here's a short, fast, rapid-fire list. Cars, boats, houses, land, office buildings, any type of real estate, anything where there's a database like the DMV or an assessor's county database where it keeps track of all the data. If you send them offers, you will smoke out a tremendous number of people who just want to get rid of whatever that asset is. And money is not their priority. Convenience is, and timing. Boy, I really just want to get rid of this car. I would take $10,000, $15,000 less. I just want to get out of it. Well, what's the loan on it? Well, it's zero. I just want to get it out of it. I got to go do this thing this weekend. It's amazing. What you'll mm-hmm. find. So database-driven acquisitions, accessing a database, not buying a list that somebody sends you, accessing an actual database to get good information, to send meaningful individual offers, you will do incredibly well in life. That's exactly what we teach.
Touche.
You want to be?
That's all I have.
You got a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Now it's Jill's turn. Jill, inspire us.
Don't let money make decisions for you.
Love it.
You make the decisions. And one point too is like, don't take the cheaper way. If it, sometimes we take the cheaper wrong way. Don't do that. So do the right thing. We talk about that, even if it costs more. And as you're making some decisions going forward and whatever you're investing in or whatever you're doing, your life's taking you, just don't look at things just based on money.
Well said, my friend.
Thank you. People do that a lot. It's very interesting. Oh, why did you do that? Well, that's all I could afford. Hold on a moment. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic. What do you think? What you think you can't afford and what you can't afford are two different things. So,
boy, this applies to a lot of stuff in life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have the time to do that. I mean, you hear it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I catch myself. The money thing specifically, what you nailed, I just wrote a bunch of stuff down. I make a lot of decisions based on money. A lot mm-hmm. of little decisions I probably should not even be involved in at all.
Right.
You ever hear that? You've heard that phrase a million times, penny wise and pound foolish.
Mm-hmm.
That's me times 80.
That's interesting.
I spend too much time on little decision-making stuff, like standing in a hardware store about buying screws and trying to get the cheapest one, and then overspending $1 million on a yacht.
It's kind of
not that I have any personal experience.
I don't want to call you out on that, but that is so true. You know what? Thank you, Jack. I really appreciate that. If anyone, oh my goodness, Jack, you are wonderful, and it is so funny how you roll. That's a thing. It's very important to you to be in a hardware store, or even a grocery store, pricing meat.
I know.
It's very important. It's funny.
I catch myself doing it and I can't stop it.
You will be, this is good. You will be in a, I don't mean to throw you under the bus.
No, it's fine. I brought it up.
You're in a grocery store and you're pricing meat / however, we're going to go out to that restaurant. We don't care what it costs.
I know.
Like, gosh, what just so happened?
I don't even look at the prices on a menu, but I will spend an extra hour in a grocery store.
Yes, you do.
It's so silly.
It's just your thing and it's okay. And we love you for it.
Now would be a great time to end this show.
Totally.
Join us in another episode where I self-diagnose my problems, and then Jill discusses how to use that information. That's me.
That's me. Yes.
To get anything about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property and other things in the grocery store for half of what they're worth and sell them immediately.
That's thievery. You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Oh, you're cracking me up, man. That was like it's like therapy session. Jack therapy session.
I would have not gone there if you had not said that first.
No, so I don't know what it is. It's just ingrained in me. And we have members like this. We talk, sit around and talk about this stuff like it's a, you know, like it's an addiction meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, everybody brags about it. We start bragging about it. And I catch everybody. I say, wait a second, you know, that's something. It's healthy to buy property for half, but you don't want to extend this out to like, you don't want to get secondhand deodorant and stuff. You just don't want
to
do that.
Can you imagine like to your kids? No, sweetheart, you don't get that. You get this, they get the $2 one or, you know, you're doing, like, what if you're making college decisions for your kids or something? Don't do that.
You know, I brought this up in the show in the past, and I just think it's funny as heck. There are, if you talk to a commercial contractor, we have a lot of friends who are contractors. I don't know why. It's just the way it worked out. And if you talk to a commercial contractor about spending less money on something, they all just stop what they're doing and really give you a long lecture about you get what you pay for. And I personally think they're wrong. I argue with them. One guy in specifically, I argue with him about this all the time. It's not about buying a cheaper shelf or a cheaper wall. It's about finding somebody who doesn't want the damn wall, who doesn't want a super high quality wall, so you get it for cheaper. And he just doesn't get it.
No, I don't understand their side of the thing. What are they saying?
You get what you pay for.
So you we buy the most expensive products?
Yes. It has to be brand new. It has to be top rated. And it has to be, and you're going to pay for it. And the guy who I'm building the building for is going to pay for it, and I'm going to mark it up. And it's like, man, what if you got something cheaper?
That's just as good.
And just as good, but you know, you got to work around this and work around. Nope.
Wait, do they not buy Kirkland products?
Costco.
I have a question.
Costco comes to mind with in this conversation. It comes up a lot too.
Yeah. What are you saying? I'm like, that's not going to be just as good. I beg to differ.
I agree with you, Jill. That's why we're in the business here. Yeah. And so, anyway, it's not a rant. I'm just saying, it's hard to communicate. There are lots of people. Many, many people where I communicate our business model and they think it's substandard product.
That's interesting.
You take 10 pieces of property in one area, you take 10 different owners. I mean, line up 10 diametrically different people, like put them in your head, visualize that they're standing there against the wall. You can't predict which one is going to sell the property or which one's not at all. So mm-hmm. You just make them an offer.
Right.
And then the guy in the end, maybe his grandmother just passed away and he's got a bunch of stuff to do and he doesn't want to deal with it. The guy on the other end got a new job. The guy in the middle just wants to get rid of it. He's the third owner in his family to have it, generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And then the people in between are extremely upset at the thought of even selling their property for the price that you offered them. So what? Mm-hmm. It's all the same product.
Do you know what's funny? We just brought up the contractor thing and they expect that if I pay more, it is worth more, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So that's the buyer I want. So here's the deal. I'm going to go over here, quietly buy it. They're not going to know what I spent. I'm going to turn on market up four times and sell it to them, and they're going to be all over it.
Right.
And that's true.
That happens every day. Uh-huh. And you know what? Your four times markup is probably about what the property's worth.
Exactly.
We are not in the business, by the way, of marking property up over what it's worth.
Correct.
I actually can't think of
a time. That's a good point.
I can't think of a time where, and the whole real estate industry is chock full of people who are trying to get top dollar, which I think is a huge mistake.
Right.
It's a time waster and the whole thing. Why not buy it super cheap and then sell it super cheap and then everybody wins?
That's a point that we don't talk about enough. That's one thing that we teach. We don't teach everybody, once you buy it, mark it up so you're right in with the competition. Uh-uh. You buy it so well that you mark it up enough that you're still under all the competition, and that's why it sells so fast, and you do so well, and you move on.
I was talking to our customer service manager earlier today in great detail because we have so many members now. She's getting extremely detailed, really intelligent written questions via email, like in the middle of the night, because they have regular jobs. Mm-hmm. And God bless them. It's awesome. I love when they, the smarter, the better, I say. And so she's like, these questions, she came to me and said, these questions are possibly over my head. I need some help. And so there are all these detailed, crazy questions. So what we finally together got to the bottom of it. People are so excited when they order this stuff.
Yes.
That they're putting data to doorstep before the education.
Oh.
Data to doorstep is a set of tools, by definition. It's a set of tools that pros use, like us, true, to buy property super cheap. But like any tool in a toolbox that you have under your sink or in your garage, it comes with a set of instructions. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've used a wrench so many times, you don't need to read the instructions anymore. Well, if you've never bought any real estate, you need to read the instructions. And that's what our program, education programs are about. So you got to have that first. Exactly. And so we came up with a little template thing, she and I, and I'm like, you need to send this to this guy. And then everybody else that comes up and says, this, the whole toolbox analogy,
right.
I just wrote that all out.
That's perfect.
Does that convey
it? It does. And I've had that too. I have actually, before we had her and it was just me back then doing a lot of this work, you know, I would have to say, sit tight, hang on, it's coming, you know, go to chapter 5, you're on chapter 1 right now, let's hang in there,
right.
And then you're going to see, and then they go, got it. So I have to admit, I'm like that too sometimes.
Oh, me
I don't
too.
I don't want to read the instructions. I want to figure it out. I just dive right in. Heck, and yes. I have no nothing what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, that was a waste.
I'm a huge fan of immediate gratification.
Yeah.
Intent, I throw directions away.
You?
It comes with like being a male.
It comes with testosterone.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of it.
I do?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This
is the after show thing. Yes, you do.
I'll save that story for later.
Thanks.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.